your name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Today, we are privileged today to have the director of Moses Merrill Camp and Conference Center with us today to share about the American Baptist of Nebraska Camp Ministry and how we as a church can become involved in the ministry. Please welcome Bev Packus, Camp Director of Moses Merrill Camp and Conference Center.
Good morning. It is wonderful to be here, and it's my privilege to be here to share with you with what's happening at camp. So if my slideshow's ready. There we are. For those of you that have been to camp, this is my view out my window. Now, we don't always have that sunset or sunrise, but this is the windmill when you enter camp. And this photo was taken by Pastor Richard Crooks from First Baptist Church in Fremont. Pastor Richard has actually spent quite a bit of time at camp taking photos, and he has printed some of those, and we're actually going to have camp photos for sale soon, as soon as I can get all the paperwork together. But this is your camp. Next slide. I want to share with you today the impact that camp has on the young people that come there. One camper said, "Summer camp is the best week of my summer." We had another camper that shared, "I was able to connect with everyone and really felt the presence of God. Camp Moses Merrill just has an amazing community, and it has for decades. At least that's what I hear from my dad." We hear this all the time. There's generation after generation after generation that come to Camp Moses Merrill and make a difference. This last weekend, we had youth retreat at camp. And it was an amazing time. We had about 30 campers there and about 10 staff, and a lot of those staff are previous campers, so they're coming back to help us continue to share God's word. But I want to share with you some of the things that happened last weekend. And as one of our leaders said last weekend, youth retreat is just like a mini summer camp, but summer camp is a lot more fun because it's warm out and there's a lot more things to do. But I want to share with you, because even those, that short weekend at camp impacted lives last weekend. This is from a camper that actually felt God's tug on his heart during Saturday night campfire, even though it was 10 degrees outside. But he felt God pulling him into full-time ministry. And so he says, "I love spring retreat because I get to spend time up at camp, and that by itself is amazing. But spring retreat is a smaller group than normal camp, so I feel I get to connect with others more and have an amazing time, even if it's a smaller group. I was able to really focus on plans for the future and where I feel God is leading me." Another one shared, "The youth retreat was a fantastic opportunity to connect with my camp friends and learn more about God. I was able to ask and get answers to some questions I've had for a long time. And it all around was a great experience. And I was part of some of those questions." That's the other beauty of camp. Relationships are built there, not only amongst the campers, but with the leaders. And they have the opportunity to ask those deep questions that they don't maybe feel safe asking in other locations. Another one just says, "I got to reconnect with old friends and make new ones. Retreat was great for me to be able to spend time away from distractions and focus on where God is directing my path." Again, camp changes lives. Not only summer camp, but also youth retreat, the opportunity for these young people to be leaders. I know that myself as a leader, sometimes I think I get more out of it than the people that I'm trying to teach. So it's a great opportunity to be at camp. Next slide. Summer camp schedule is right here, and I've got copies of that out there, and I know that Jill has the brochures as well and flyers up. So I would just want to share with you some of our camp. Well, first of all, let me go back a step here. First, I want to share with you that our theme for this summer is Be the Light. And Jonathan didn't know it, but a lot of the songs that he played were all about light. And so we are going to talk about light this summer. We talked about light last weekend at the youth retreat. So our verses for this summer are from Matthew 5, 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. It's going to be an exciting summer, sharing with these kids how to be light and how to see the light in what a lot of people perceive as a dark world. But we as Christians know that's not true. Next slide. So this is some pictures from last year's summer camp. And as you can see, the one on the far right bottom, that's Pastor Nolan. And summer camp is all about interactive chapel time. The kids have chapel twice a day. And after every chapel session, there's a small group discussion, which do you remember when I said one of the youth people last weekend said, I got to ask questions that I've had for a long time. There's their opportunity. Every day they meet with the same small group and a leader, and they talk about what was discussed in chapel time. In the center, that's a small group discussion out in the forest, because for those of you that have been to camp, we have a lot of trees out there. Don't we, John? A lot of trees. And the upper corner to the left, those guys are on a wagon ride. You can kind of see the wagon in the side. They get to do lots of fun activities. On the right side is Mad Camp, Music and Drama Camp. These kids are actually putting on a performance. And the bottom right hand, that's Lucy. She came to Mission Camp last year. We're helping the Columbus mission on our mission camp. We send the campers out during the day to do mission work, and then they come back in the afternoon, and they get to do all the fun camp activities. She came back elated because they let her use a sledgehammer. And that's her right there. X marks the spot. She got to put a big hole in the wall. It was the highlight of her week, besides Jesus. But she was pretty excited about that. Their days are packed with tons and tons of things, from chapel to small group, just even having the opportunity to dine together. For those of you that aren't aware that when they come to camp, we take their cell phones away and all their devices, so they are completely submerged in a Christian community for an entire week. And it's an amazing experience for not only them, but for those of us that get to watch from the outside in. Next slide. These pictures are of family camp. So the big picture is campfire, because at camp every night we have campfire, because it's not camp without campfire. And then, of course, there's swimming, and the bottom left picture is worship in the outdoor amphitheater. Family camp is an opportunity for the whole family to come to camp. We like to say that we're your all-inclusive family vacation destination. We do all the planning, we do all the meals, we do all the dishes. You just come and have fun with your family. We have chapel a couple times a day. We have activities for the young kids. It is an opportunity for you to all just come together in a great, fun atmosphere, worship God, and grow together in Christ as a family. We have one family that's been coming to family camp for several years, and they bring multiple generations. Grandma and Grandpa come. Mom and Dad come, all the grandkids come. It's kind of their family reunion destination. You also have the opportunity to stay in a cabin or to stay in the lodge if you are not quite into the whole rustic thing, although our cabins are really nice. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So we're really excited about summer camp and the opportunity to share Jesus and the light of the world and make them the light of the world this summer. Next slide. We are looking for college age and upper high school age youth to join our team. We are looking for cabin leaders. We have some paid positions available. We also have some volunteer positions available. Also in the volunteer area, we're looking for a health aide for the summer. We're also looking for kitchen staff, both paid and volunteer. So if you're interested in that, or you know somebody that might be interested in that, have them go to our website and apply. Everything is right there. If they have questions, they can call camp, and we'd be happy to answer those questions. Next slide. The AB women and the AB men also love to come to camp, so there's opportunities for you adults to come and enjoy a little bit of what the kids do. The AB women will be coming June 2nd through the 4th and October 27th through the 29th, and the AB men have moved their conference this year to August, and it is August 11th and 12th, and they have an amazing steak fry on Friday night. And I just got word this last week that their keynote speaker is none other than the Reverend Dr. Robin Stoops. So he'll be back to Nebraska in August. Next slide. About a year ago, we transformed our memorial garden with an engraved patio brick, or engraved patio with engraved bricks. That didn't come out right at all. Anyways, we have a memorial garden that has bricks in it, and you can get one. This is a picture of the garden. We have about 75 engraved bricks in there right now. We are ordering twice a year. This is an opportunity for you to either pay tribute to somebody that's already gone, to pay tribute to somebody that is been meaningful in your life. It's an opportunity for you to share something with your church. We just had a couple churches order bricks for the garden. We have just some Bible verses in there with nobody's name on them, just verses. We have a young couple that met at camp. One was from Takema, one was from Kearney. They met at camp. They got engaged at camp. They were married at camp, and they have a brick in the garden with their wedding date on it. One of our cabin leaders, he's a volunteer cabin leader. He doesn't know it yet, but somebody just ordered a brick in his honor because he made a comment to somebody that someday I'm going to have a brick in that garden. Well, it's going to happen this summer. He doesn't know it yet. I'm the one that gets to show it to him when he comes this summer. I'm pretty excited. So all of that information is available on our website if you would like to purchase a brick and have it added to our garden. It's also a great fundraiser for camp and allows us to do some of the maintenance and upkeep that needs to happen at camp. Next slide. Cabin remodel. We've been talking about this for quite a while, but we are just concluding the seventh cabin. We have 10 cabins in all, so that means we're down to three that need to be done. They are wonderful. The heating and air conditioning is updated. The bathrooms are updated. They are a much safer environment than our 50-year-old cabins were before. They're still the same cabins. We've just updated them. We will be working on continuing this project with the cost of supplies going up. We are going to end up needing to fundraise a little bit more for this. We're going to be about $30,000 short to finish the last three cabins. So there's still an opportunity for you to get in on Building Bridges, the cabin project. If you'd like to help us fund that project to make the cabins safer and cleaner for all of our campers. Next slide. And you guys are one of the first churches to hear the news. We are in the very beginning stages of doing an upgrade to Weaver Hall. How many of you have been to camp and know Weaver Hall? It's tired. It's been there for 50 years. Weaver Hall was actually a pavilion in Grand Island, Nebraska. Judge Weaver purchased that building, donated it to camp. They took it apart, numbered all the pieces, brought it to camp, and put it back together. That was in 1978. It really hasn't been touched since then. So we are in the process right now of getting bids and finding out exactly what it's going to cost to bring this building up to today's standard. Most of the work will be done in the kitchen, so be watching for information on how you can help fund this very important project. Weaver Hall is the hub of camp. It is where the kids go for summer camp. It is where everything happens. I think all of you can probably attest that the kitchen is the hub of your house. That's what Weaver Hall is to summer camp and to the groups that come to camp. So be watching for more information on the Weaver Hall campaign. Next slide. We have bees. Actually, right now we don't have any bees. They all froze this summer, or this winter, in December when we had the really cold snap. It's been a dry, cold time for camp for the bees. But we do have honey, and we have ordered replacement bees. It is an exciting project. My husband and I are the beekeepers, and we are learning more and more every day. They told us when we got into bees that if you ask 10 beekeepers the same question, you will get 10 different answers. And we are finding that to be very true. But it is fun. It's a great experience. We will be doing some outdoor education with our summer campers this summer on bees and teaching them about the importance that they are to our world. Next slide. Volunteers. And John's going to talk about more about volunteers a little bit later. But first of all, I just want to thank any of you that have ever come to camp and volunteered, because without our volunteers, summer camp doesn't happen. Retreats don't happen. They are a vital part of maintaining our 568 acres and our multiple buildings. They're critical. And we have some things going on this spring. We've got a long list of things that need to be done. There's always outside things, tree cleanup, gardening, landscaping, painting. And if you like to cook or help in the kitchen, we'd love to have you come volunteer for a week at camp this summer. You can just contact camp, give us a call, send us an email if you'd like to come and help us. We do have a Thursday group, a group of guys that come every Thursday, weather permitting, and help us with a lot of our projects. And the list that they've completed is phenomenal, and I'll let John talk more about that. Next slide. The 2300 team was created about 12 years ago. MMCCC, which are the initials for Moses Merrill Camp and Conference Center in Roman numerals, is 23, which is how they came up with the 2300 team. $23 a month is what we ask for a donation. We have people that give less. We have people that give more. It is totally up to you. But that $23 a month, put together with everybody else's $23 a month, makes a huge impact on our budget. It gives us a constant income, which we desperately need because our budget kind of goes up and down. Our income goes up and down as the seasons go. If you could share $23 a month to make a difference in the life of our campers and our retreat groups and just what happens at camp, we invite you to go to the website and join the 2300 team. We can have that money taken out of your bank account. You can set up a PayPal account, or you can send us a check. Whatever works for you works for us. We just appreciate the gifts that we have received over the years from the 2300 team. Next slide. I want to thank you for your support and your prayers. Speaking of prayers, if you are a prayer warrior, we are looking for prayer warriors to help us with summer camp. We would like each of our campers to be prayed for individually by name the week before they come to camp, the week that they are at camp, and the week following camp when they go home back into the real world that they take Jesus with them. If you are interested in helping us with those prayers, please let me know. You can either give me a call, tell me today, send us an email, but we will send you a list of about 10 to 12 campers to just their first name. We don't divulge any security things, but to pray for them, to ask that God would open their hearts to what he's trying to show them and to make their camp experience the best that it can be. So if you're interested in that, I would love to talk with you. If you have any questions about camp, please feel free to give us a call, shoot us an email, talk to me today. Again, thank you for your support, because Camp Moses Merrill is a ministry of the American Baptist Churches of Nebraska. It is your camp. Thank you so much.
I'm going to invite you to stand on your feet. And anytime we can support an event like that, a camp like that, I think it's a blessing, amen? It's a blessing, and it's a blessing, and it's a continuation of the work for the kingdom of God, amen? So I'm going to invite you to sing this with me, and let's worship.
Come, let us worship our King. Come, let us bow at His feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior has done. See how His love overcomes. He has done great things. Done great things. O hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You freed every captive and break every chain. Oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh have done great things,
and you've been faithful. Alrighty, let's sing it together. You've been faithful.
You've been faithful through every storm, and you'll be faithful forevermore. You have done great things, and I know you will do it again. For your promise is yes and amen. You will do great things. God, you do great things.
Let's sing it together.
Oh hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh God, you have done great. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things.
Sing hallelujah.
And hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Done great things.
If you believe it, sing it out.
And hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things.
Oh
hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. You free every captive and break every chain. Oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high. Oh God, you have done great things.
I invite you to take a seat. Amen.
talk up here very often. I wrote some things down in case I kind of got blank when I got up here. But listening to Bev talk about camp kind of brought back some more memories I'd kind of forgotten about. It'd been, 20-some years since I went to camp. But I still remember it fondly. I was able to visit back a couple years ago with Heather Brown. We did an internship kind of program together. And so I was able to go and walk the grounds a little bit more and hike in the hills and just all came back. I started going to camp at mid-high camp and then senior high camp, and then I was a camp counselor for a week or two, a year or so after. I do remember the friendships that I made. They did last outside of camp. I was able to go to Canada with a few friends from camp with their youth group. I went to a couple weddings there of some friends that met at camp, got married at camp, kind of like the couple she had talked about. Still Facebook friends with some of them. It's great to see their families grow. Even some of the counselors, when I was a counselor, some of the kids that I, helped mentor, seeing them grow up, get their jobs, graduate, have kids. It's really awesome. But the thing I really took away from camp was how much I felt God in nature. We'd have quiet times every day, and I just felt so connected to him. So that's why when I got married, I wanted it to be outside in nature. Let's see here. Because when you're in nature and at camp, I didn't have much technology. I didn't have cell phone and stuff when I was a kid going, so they didn't have to take them away. But it was still nice to just unplug, not be around TV and whatnot, video games. We'd have quiet times every day, and they just let us go find a spot with our Bible and pray. And I still love to do that. When weather permits, I like to go outside in my yard for my quiet time. I'm guessing a lot of the camp activities have changed, but some of them are still the same, still campfire. I know we had horseback riding when I was there. I don't know if they have horses anymore now, but we didn't have some of the other things. But horses, I was always terrified of them, but I always faced my fear every year and rode a horse. I know that's just kind of how I felt God impacted my life. It's just I didn't really know how quiet times were helpful until then, and also how relationships help you as well. If there's any kids, we can go to. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie, for sharing your camp testimony. Even adults can participate and have an impact on our camping ministry. Let's hear from our own Pastor Dale how he has been impacted by Moses Merrill and Camp Conference Center.
Good morning, church family, and welcome to Camp Sunday. I have Dale Pratt here with me to share about his camping experience. Can you summarize your history with camp and specifically Camp Moses Merrill?
Camping was a big part growing up. I attended a small camp near Mason City for most of the times I went to camp, but I also attended Camp Moses Merrill at its Fullerton location. After it moved to the new location, I helped serve on the board, which was fun because at that time I was serving as pastor in Bridgeport, and so I'd drive, attend a half-day meeting, and drive back until I met a farmer pilot, and he'd fly us over, attend a meeting, and go back. So did that for a while. And I did direct a week of camp. And then most of my camping time at the new site has been as a pastor, going to conferences, attending men's conference.
Mm-hmm. What do the elders in the room today need to know about camp?
I'd like you to know that camp is focused heavily on youth, but it has a lot to offer to us older folks. Family camp, men's retreats, women's retreats, work days, as an example. Lots of options for renting the camp for events like family retreats, church events, other groups beyond what we do in the church camp time. Professional church staff have the option to go for personal retreats. And I mention those because I believe there's something at camp for everyone. And whenever the camp is being used and used fees are being paid, that's income and it underwrites the camp for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that camp is important and why?
I do. Very important. Made major contributions to my life and I know in many others. I thought about camp in this way. If you did a 6-day youth camp, that would give you about 140 hours of counselor youth interaction time. But compare that to Sunday school, a year's worth of weekly Sunday school, 50 some hours. A 4-day, a half day VBS, 16 hours. Mm-hmm. So at camp for a week, you can get a huge amount of contact time to influence lives for Christ.
What have you personally gained from camp?
I've met peers there. I've met people from all across the state and region, pastors from churches I would never have met if I hadn't met them there, missionaries from around the world, and adult leaders, writers, authors, speakers, challenging messages that, again, I would never have met if I hadn't had them there for an event. A lot of things that just wouldn't have happened if I hadn't been at camp.
Are there many things you want to take in at camp that make you want to return?
I always think of camp as a time of refreshment, so that would draw me back for sure. A place where I've had some great times with pastor friends and want to go back. I have not done the zip line. I'm not sure if I ever will. I haven't taken a telescope up to the observation deck yet. I haven't volunteered to do the tree removal projects, so I've got some more things I can do there. On the other hand, I always like to go back, take a musical instrument, and spend time playing in the chapel. It's a beautiful place to.
So what would be your final encouragement to people who aren't sure if they want to go to camp?
So if you're trying to decide, camp or not camp, I would simply encourage you to taste and see. Go once, expect great things. Go as an adult, too. Encourage your pastors to use the option of retreats and renewal times. Camp Moses Merrill is the one central ministry that ABC Nebraska does together. It's our camp, and it's worth our investment.
Thank you, Dale, for sharing your testimony about our camp, Camp Moses Merrill.
You're
So our camp theme is up to me now, and I just want to thank Bev for coming and sharing about Moses Merrill Camp and Conference Center, Jamie with your testimony about your experience, and Dale with how it's impacted him as a pastor and member of our church as well. I'm going to share a little bit from my perspective about the Camp and Conference Center and the volunteer services that Bev mentioned. My first experience with Camp Moses Merrill was back in 2009 when Pastor Robin was here. He was very desperate. So desperate he asked me to come along with him as he was leading the junior high camp that week as camp pastor, and he needed a male cabin leader. And in a weak moment, he caught me, and I said yes. So imagine this, college administrator spending a week with 7th and 8th grade boys in a cabin with very little air conditioning and boys that are maturing with odors and sounds and things that are pretty disgusting most of the time. That was me. I did it, and I don't regret it one bit. What I learned that week was the impact that Bev talks about personally on those kids. Those young boys were immersed in the gospel. They were immersed in activities, and they were hearing the word of God every hour of the day when they weren't doing those other things. 18 hours of immersion, and they also had the opportunity to hear Christ. That was my first experience. And from that point on, even when Pastor Robin left as our pastor, my parting words with him, going to the executive director position, I says, "Pastor Robin, whatever you do, make sure Camp Moses Merrill stays financially sound and serves as a ministry of American Baptist churches because of the importance it has on those young people that none of us can have, but our camp does have that." And he promised me he would. My wife and I are also a part of the 2300 Club that Bev mentioned, and that's something that I would encourage you to think about and pray about and your role there. And finally, when I retired 2 years ago, I was looking for opportunities to serve, not only at First Baptist here as I do, but also other areas. And Bev putting me in touch with the Thursday group of volunteers. And for the last year and a half, I've been working with them on volunteering work around the camp. We go on Thursdays when the weather's conducive, when my schedule allows, and we do projects. And that's what I want to share a little bit about today as well. So why volunteer? Scripture tells us why I should be involved with Camp Moses Merrill. And I'll refer to a verse in Acts. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord, and all were appointed for eternal life. And John chapter 5, verse 24, "Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who has sent his eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life." Key phrases in those two verses is the word "hear." That week at camp, for those young people, you've heard it already, they hear the word of God. Where else are they going to hear the word of God beside in their home, maybe in our churches? Look around our church this morning. We have two young people over here, or one young person over here. He's hearing God's word and opportunity. But there's a whole world out there that we need to be serving and reaching, and our camp ministry program is one way to do that. And not only do they get to hear, they get to accept this person we call Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. That's why I volunteer. So the volunteer program that Bev mentioned provide a lot of opportunity and support to the camp. It's a vast facility. It needs finances. There's opportunities to volunteer your time and your talents, expertise that many of you have. And obviously there's volunteers needed to lead conferences and camps and workshops and those kinds of things. And then the prayer that is needed to support the campers as well as the staff. And then also opportunities to serve whenever you're asked. Volunteering is one of the ways that keeps our camp sustainable. Without the volunteer work, many of the projects can't get done because we have a very large facility. Those facilities and grounds are immense. They have a conference center. They have a lodge. We have the dining facility, the Weaver Hall. There's 10 cabins, plus there's several multi-purpose houses, Calendar House, those that deal with living as well as opportunities for events. There's a facility shop, maintenance shop. There's an RV park and shower facility that needs to be maintained. And then over 500 acres of forest, grassland, and roads that need to be maintained. Roads that need to be kept up to date with gravel, as well as maintaining grassland that needs to be mowed and groomed, as well as our forest, which is very dense. So some of the pictures I want to share with you are the work and the projects we've done over the past year and a half that I've been serving. This first one is a painting project. We painted that ceiling the first time I was down there. It was in January, and we did the inside of that building once the heat warmed up and got the building to where it accept paint. But we painted that ceiling, and then you see the staining, and Bev mentioned the exterior buildings are all a cedar vertical siding, lap siding, and it's been years and years and years since they've been stained, and you can kind of see the contrast between where the stain is and where it isn't on those buildings. But we painted every building except the two or three cabins that are still in process of renovation. That's a huge investment by the camp to even just do regular routine maintenance like staining. Each one of those cabins took at least 2 gallons of, or excuse me, 5 gallons of paint. Many of them took more than 1 5-gallon bucket of stain to do. And at the cost of over $200 per 5-gallon bucket, you can imagine the bill that Bev paid to help us stain those cabins. But it's essential, because without it, they continue to deteriorate. The next slide will show you some of the fencing projects. This is the corral around what where we used to have the horses, Jamie. We no longer have horses for various reasons, but we have other activities like the zip line, like a BB gun shooting range, a lot of things that kids are interested in today. But a lot of fences to take care of. Dwayne actually went with me the Sunday or the Thursday that we worked on this corral fence here. Next one shows you a boundary fence where we put up behind Weaver Hall. It's using some of the cedar trees that are on the property. We harvested those, trimmed them up, cut them to length, and we made a nice little cedar rail fence that kind of creates a boundary of the north parking lot around Weaver Hall so that people don't drive off the edge of a cliff, basically. A lot of the wood that we have is recycling the existing forest. The next slide shows you some of that inventory that we have in our facility shop, maintenance shop. When I got there a year and a half ago, we had gone through a couple of maintenance facility persons and not a lot of attention to keeping that inventory organized, simply because there was so much work to be done, and we've had a couple of major sewer projects that had to be done, and we had a couple of major other things that the facilities people were responsible for, and so a lot of things just got tossed in a corner, kind of like some of our garages, and so we spent a good 2 months just going through what we had, purging what wasn't of value, and organizing and sorting what was of value. And so now in our facility repair shop, there's a nice inventory of new and used types of supplies that we can use to keep our camp going. The next slide is kind of the results of some of our forest harvesting efforts. With all those trees on that property, some of the high wind we've had recently, ice storms, there's a lot of damaged trees that we have taken the time to pull out of the forest. We bring them to a central location. The good ones we trim up, and we find a purpose for them. This pile on the bottom is still waiting for a purpose, but you see the pile on the top, we've taken the time to split some of those cedars, and we're going to create a cedar rail fence on the property at some point using that cedar, harvested cedar trees there. So we try to use everything we can on the property. As Bev mentioned, there's also opportunities to volunteer in the kitchen. Every event, whether it's a meeting or it's a retreat or it's a week-long camp, requires kitchen help. We do bring a few folks on paid positions for kitchen help, but that's not enough to do the serving and the prepping and cleanup and all the things required to have a very positive experience for the guests. And so volunteers are certainly needed for meal prep and serving of that meal. So those are some of the things I've been involved with camp. I love Camp Moses Merrill. I am just so happy that I'm able to go and be a part of the ministry in that way, be able to support financially as well as with my time and my very few talents, but it's just a great opportunity. And if you're interested in volunteering, you're welcome to go with me on Thursdays when I go down, or as Bev said, call her, and she would be happy to find an opportunity for you to serve. So won't you consider volunteering at Moses Merrill Camp and Conference Center? We would love to have you be a part of this ministry in whatever way God is leading you. So thank you for your interest in our camping ministry that we as a church support, that ABC of Nebraska supports, and many individuals support as well. So with that, I'm going to call Jonathan back up, and we're going to sing our final camp song. As you know, as Bev said, many of the songs that were chosen for today are songs they sing at the youth camps. This next one, I don't know if they sing it very much today, but it was what I was sung when I was in camp. You know, when I went to camp, we sung the song Pass It On. And when we talked to Jonathan about this song, it was the one camp song, he says, I think I need to learn that one. Jonathan wasn't even born when I was going to camp. And so, Jonathan, I hope you were able to prepare. Let's sing Pass It On.
All right. I'm going to need you guys to help me out, okay?
It only takes a spark to get a fire going, and soon all those around can warm up its glowing. That's how it is. Fresh like spring, you want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on God. It matters not where shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
I'll shout it.
I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know.
Shout it.
I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
That was great, Jonathan. Proud of you. Bev will be out back of in the narthex with information about camp. She's got the honey. That is a fundraiser for camp. If you're so inclined to pick up a jar of honey to take with you, comes from our camp as well. And Jill will be back there with our camp scholarship. If you have a grandson or a niece or a nephew or someone interested in camp that you would be willing to help support, pick up the scholarship form to take with you as well. With that, let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for this day and the opportunity to learn about our camping ministry here at First Baptist Church. We pray that you be with those that have heard it, that, Lord, that you would speak to each and every one of us about how we can be involved in your camping ministry. Lord, we pray you be with us throughout this week as we go about into this world to be missionaries unto our families, into our workplaces, and into our community. Lord, grant us your blessings. Be with us in these days ahead. For it's in your precious name I pray. Amen. Blessings.
Crush the air.